This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So in Congo, you don't get anything, and so it's the decision to not industrialize those countries, and that's how they control third world countries. And then they sit back and say, well, that's why you're in squalor, because you're not as good as us. We're going to, you know, take care of you. But now that same inherent elitism, beyond racism, is now being used against the West, and they're now impoverishing the West as a political tool of control.
Yeah, so this is the modern old world European ugly monster rearing its head again.
Yes.
Which is fascinating, right? Because we fought a revolution. We thought that in 1776, we said on this side of 1776, on this side of the Atlantic, we do things differently. Where, you know what, we the people do sort out our differences in a constitutional republic where every citizen's voice and vote counts equally with free speech and open debate. That's what we thought. And every little while, that ugly monster rears its head again. World War One was in some ways the physical conflict of that old world European monarchical.
That was because the British Empire, who was the villain in that war, not in World War II, Hitler was the bad guy there after the Versailles Treaty. They literally said the German problem, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. Because it was dominant in industry, science. It was taken over not with the military, but with all of its inventions. So it was kind of the new America, but it was run by another royal family. So they had to kill the Archduke Franz Ferdinand and start World War I, so you're dead on.
And so this battle plays itself out every century or so in different ways. And I think right now we live in another one of these 1776 months.
Fourth turning.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. I'm familiar with the
It's dead on. And let's use the analogy of America, the United States, and India. I call it, I've been saying this for 20-plus years, that's why they do want me off air. You ask, what do I stand for? Americana, freedom, soft power, people aspiring to be like America, making us the best.
American exceptionalism.
American exceptionalism. Take India. You know, controlled by the British, kick them out, now wildly successful because you guys actually got control of your government, had your own resources. Same thing. I would call that 1776 worldwide. And that's not America controlling things. It's the idea of freedom, idea of the people, the idea of loving your nation, empowering the individual, and a meritocracy where the – you know, because, I mean, I looked at Hughes.
Meritocracy, what a word. Well, it's a bad word these days.
It is. Well, I mean, I go back and I look at World War II. And almost all of our generals got there through meritocracy and grew up on little farms or in poor areas of cities. And there were there was almost nobody whose dad or granddad was an admiral mm-hmm. who was there. In fact, it was almost discrimination against the aristocracy was what America was doing, because George Washington was being discriminated against by the aristocracy, even though he was really, really a part of it. He was mad. That was one of the big reasons that even the, quote, elites of America fought the British elites, because they were tired of saying, well, I'm actually your cousin, but I'm not a lord, so I can't ship products out of the colonies. And so if the rich guys want freedom, and they finally set up for themselves, that will have to trickle down. And that's why they can point at America's beginning and say we weren't perfect. But it was the idea of the process.
Yeah.
And as more people get into that, that's the victory. So now you look at who is the leaders of the military. They'll have some token people. Oh, look, a black guy, you know, a white lady or whatever. But if you actually look, it's a bunch of blue bloods whose grandfathers were in control at the end of World War II when America absorbed the British Empire and became this new globalist system. So America is like the engine and the brain, along with the British intelligence, of this very evil thing. I love America. I mean, I've got Jones. I mean, I've got a Welsh last name. I'm not an Anglophile, but I'm not an Anglophobe. But the system of the British Empire and the ghost of it through BlackRock and its Royal Institute of International Affairs and the CFR and these corporate management boards are devolving the governments while they expand them and transferring the power themselves. That's the new world order. That's globalism.
It's actually the old world order.
It is. You're right.
It's really just the old world order in new world clothing.
That's exactly it.
And that's what we got to understand. And so the optimistic side of me says that what a special time it would have been to be alive in the spring of 1776. I mean, it was a special time to be alive. You got Thomas Jefferson, the age of 33. People say, I'm old, I'm young. Well, I'm old compared to Thomas Jefferson. He was 33 when he wrote the Declaration
Absolutely.
Of Independence.
Genius.
You had people who were the pioneers, the explorers, the unafraid. that said, you know what, we are going to not just be victimized by this. We're going to chart a new way forward.
Well, 33
That's
was
the moment we live in.
I totally agree. Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year. But because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale, hands down, of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run and we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2. Discounted at InfoWarStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
33 was old back then because a lot of people died young. You either live, you'll die young or live a really long time, but the average was we didn't live as long. And you're absolutely right. People were married by 16. People were explorers by 16. And you know, Thomas Jefferson lived a long time, but by 33, he was leading a revolution against an empire that had never been.
An inventor, and he was inventing things. He was an engineer. He invented the swivel chair, invented a bunch of other things, too, while he's writing the Declaration of Independence. That spirit, in some ways, would history have produced the Thomas Jeffersons and the Alexander Hamiltons of the world if it weren't for the fact that they had this oppressive regime to stand up against? I think probably not.
No, I totally agree. You're talking about that.
So this is an opportunity, the moment we live in. Because I am sick and tired even myself of, you may have, I don't know if you've read some of the books I've written or anything like this, of pointing out the problem. I've got plenty of that. This is our opportunity now. We're not just going to throw up our hands and complain about it. This is our moment to revive.
I agree. My wife's a huge fan.
Thank you. Tell her thank you. What's her name?
Erica.
Erica, tell her thank you.
She almost got up this morning, but we don't have anybody to take care of my daughter. She's got to get her to school. But
how old's your daughter?
6 and a half.
Oh, it's good age. You have one or...
I've got 4 children, 3 with my first wife and then 1 with her.
Oh, good for you.
6 and a half. But I don't mean to interrupt. You're so dead on. I see you talk about this is our 1776 moment.
I really mean that.
This is an opportunity. It is. Yeah. Instead of being the leftist mind of we're being attacked, we're being oppressed, let's give up and complain, let's innovate, let's out-communicate, let's use this pressure like lifting weights or jogging or climbing a mountain to get stronger. That which doesn't kill me only makes me stronger, to quote Nietzsche.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
Really true. And this is 1776 part 2 for the whole world. And it's very exciting.
You know, and I think we've got to go through stages of this. And you've been doing this in my own corner of the world. I've been doing this to point out the problem and see it with clear eyes. You can't win a war unless you know that you're in one. That's the first step, okay?
Boom.
And you got a bunch of people on that Republican Party stage that have no clue. I mean, these are clueless.
They don't even know what exactly. They're just, I'm a politician.
They have no clue.
I want to be rich and powerful.
Here are my super PAC provided talking points, literally.
They're like going to a whorehouse, and the whores are lined up showing you what they got and telling you their specialty. I mean, they're literally in front of the corporation saying, I'm good at this, I'm good at that. I will.
Mother's milk for them. Money is the mother's milk of politics. So put them to one side. But my view is, you can't win a war unless you know you're in one. And part of my job has been laying out the weaponization of financial markets, the weaponization of our capital, the weaponization of basically every sphere of our lives. This fringe minority view has taken over institutions from K-12 education to our universities, to Wall Street, to Silicon Valley, to our U.S. military. Now, I think it's worth pausing. I was going to get to the positive part. Before I do that, I think it's worth answering the question of why this other side has managed to take over every institution. And I have an unconventional theory of this one, Alex. I think that it's worth seeing. You know, you and I may be, you know, we're conservative. People may classify us as being in the right. But take those labels off.
I'm a populist.
I mean, just take, I hate labels. They're not useful.
I agree.
They're reductionist. So let's just look at the substance of this. People who would have identified as being on the old left, right? Occupy Wall Street, challenging the bailouts. The old left version of breakup big tech. The old left that was critical of colleges charging way too much money for providing far less in return. The people who have criticized schools in the inner cities failing to serve black kids in the inner city or whatever. Even our military, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, a lot of that criticism used to come from what was perceived to be the old left. What happened was each of those institutions, what they did was, if you're Wall Street, you don't want to occupy Wall Street, but I'll do the new woke stuff, diversity, inclusion, climate change, great. If you're Silicon Valley, I don't like the left-wing breakup big tech, I'll censor hate speech and misinformation as you define it, but I don't do it for free, as long as I get to get you off my back. The U.S. military, if you're Mark Milley, you don't want to talk about accountability for Iraq and Afghanistan. Forget about that. I'll talk about white rage and systemic racism. So part of this is a deeper arranged marriage. It's more like, I mean, use the whorehouse analogy, it's more like mutual prostitution.
Well, that's right. The
between
power
two strange bedfellows.
That's right. The power structure has failed. They're not the aristocrats that are doing it for their own good. They know they're a fraud. The system's coming
yes.
apart. And
they know it's a fraud, but it's an arranged marriage that allows them to keep their power intact.
That's it.
So anyway, you've talked about similar themes, though. Yeah.
I mean, look. There's a meme. It's totally true. History shows it. Bad times make hard men. Hard men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times.
Yeah.
It's a cycle. So a lot of it is our fault. We can't just blame the globalists and the aristocracy. Their rot. Their rot is our rot. And so
that's what I'm talking about.
There's so much entertainment, so much food.
We got to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, why is it that we bend the knee? Because yes, there. I mean, when the Israelites escape from the Pharaoh, they're lost in the desert, yet to find the promised land. What do they say? We want to go back and be ruled by the Pharaoh.
That's right.
And so we can complain about the Pharaoh all we want, and it exists. You know, the global ESG movement, modern state.
But we have to build our own system. That's actually...
What is it that makes us want to bend the knee?
That's actually what this book, The Great Awakening, comes out next week. It's available on InfoWars right now, pre-order. This is a really important book, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. I wasn't even going to bring the book up till you brought this up. This book is not just about how they're bad. That's half the book. The rest is solutions. So I'm really impressed with your work and research. I hope you'll read it.
Can I take a copy?
Please, sir.
For me, all right.
Take a couple for your crew as well. So
absolutely, I'm going to.
But I mean, you're totally nailing it, and I watch and listen to you. That's how I was able to steal your thunder and say you're absolutely. In fact, you influenced this book in me hearing you. We've got to talk more about solutions, and I was already on that kick. But you're right. That, I was like, I got to write a book about solutions and the system we can build that's alternative.
This is the moment now.
Now
we
can't
is our
just say blow this up. We got
to
have
an alternative vision
yes.
of our own, right? So I think that for me, and it doesn't mean we can't have competing visions. This is the conversation we need to have. If the left is feeding us race, gender, sexuality, climate, how about reviving the individual?
Yes.
How about the family?
Yes.
Nation. That not some nebulous global citizen fighting climate change. I'm a citizen of this nation, the United States of America. And I'm proud of it. I'm not going to apologize for it. And by the way, God, I think, plays a big role in this, too. I think the revival of faith is something that
I totally agree with
us.
That's what the book's about. And again, I'm not against gay people. You know, rainbow flag stuff, but it's the new flag. They're even talking about getting rid of the American flag. They're now trying to take George Washington's statue down in New York. They're now, you know, doing all of this, and this is all unfolding, and we're having our symbols that recognize who we are and what we stand for away from us and giving us a new one that is a government corporate-directed sex cult. I don't care if it was a heterosexual cult showing me their flag and taking down our flag and telling my kids about it. I mean, if it was some new flag about NASCAR, I'm not against NASCAR, but it was NASCAR stuff everywhere, them telling my kids pledge allegiance to NASCAR, I'd say, this is a NASCAR cult, get it out of here. And what it is,
the cult is interesting. It's an interesting use of the word. So cult is a religion that has not withstood the test of time. Okay? So it's short term. And so there's an old saying, actually. I think it came from Blaise Pascal. He was a scientist of all things, but he said, if there's a hole the size of God in your heart and God does not fill it, something else will instead.
Exactly.
And my civic version of
they
that...
They kicked God out, and now...
Some other poison fills the
demon
void.
Demon is filling it.
And so my version of that, in a civic sense, is if we don't pledge allegiance to the American flag or to a true flag of our nation, We're going to pledge allegiance to a different flag instead. I said that as a matter of analogy, but now literally there are different flags. I mean, the transgender
and there's
flag.
More and more and more. We're being divided and conquered.
That's right.
Where everybody, and they call it the broken coalition strategy. This came out in the Clinton documents in their library in Little Rock. And they, as they're about to win the presidency, they're having meetings. The papers are public now. We've got to create the broken coalition strategy nationwide where no group can be powerful and organized. So the parliamentary system's weak because look at Justin Trudeau. He only gets 30% of the vote, but he has coalitions with the broken coalition strategy to then have the tyranny of different minorities getting together against the majority.
It's such an interesting invocation of that because that describes our current moment right now in this country. We have, in the name of protecting against a tyranny of the majority, we have created a new tyranny of the minority.
Exactly.
And that minority has captured every institution.
And that's what you told the transgender. See, I'm quoting you back. You've
taught
me a lot.
You remember that.
And I
got to
tell you,
that,
of course I do. I watch you every day. You and Tucker Carlson are two of my favorite people. And I tell my listeners who are real owly and don't trust the system, they're like, well, how do we know this guy's good? And I'm like, there's no way Vivek's saying all these things. That's like high noon or holy water to a vampire. He's not one of them. You do not say these things. This irrevocably damages the lie.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Irrevocably damages the lie. He is good by the very fruit of the tree, as Christ said.
In my view, is people should be skeptical.
I always encourage skepticism,
but we gotta do something about.
We gotta
these
move
people.
On.
We gotta do something about.
I mean, take RFK Jr. I would say I agree with about 90% of him. I agree about 99% of you. Tucker Carlson.
The climate stuff is a little bit off the reservation.
Well, he used to say we're gonna arrest people that question.
Yeah,
and it's really hard to walk that back. He's got a. Something, but he says it's out of context, and I kind of. He was talking about corporations that lie, like cigarettes.
But still, I think the climate agenda itself is a hoax.
Oh, of course. Climate change is a constant.
I think the any person who leads the United States going forward cannot be somebody who accepts the premises of the climate change agenda as a fixed principle for how
it's a fear mongering for the cult.
It's disqualifying
to make you
for the
think
US.
You're bad, yeah. To give control of your life over to them. And let me just say something briefly here. I'm not a petroleum geologist, but I have family that is. They told me this 30 years ago. It's not coming from dead whales and dead dinosaurs. They now have the devices and systems. They keep finding oil deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, 50, 60,000 feet, all the way down to the mantle through the crust, and they're hitting oil and gas deposits that are so big they don't have pipes that can contain what's coming up. And what it is if you look at Mars, scientists now believe that it once had an atmosphere, but this is a short science lesson, but it once had an atmosphere, but its gravity wasn't big enough to hold the atmosphere and it had water. We know there's water under the surface of the moon. That's been confirmed. India confirmed that, what our folks confirmed back in the 60s. So that's going on. So there's actually giant reserves, and they're saying these gases are bad. The Earth used to have way higher concentrations of methane, carbon dioxide, oxygen, all these things, but it's off gas into space, and it has retreated underground. So if you look at millions of years ago, now what carbon dioxide's zero point whatever, four, I mean, it's a fraction of a percent, and things used to be healthier. Plants can take 10 times the carbon dioxide. They grow faster, need less water. We need this, so it's really a magic moment, talking about God existing, that right as the Earth starts to slowly lose its atmosphere, it'll probably still be a few million years, we come along and are digging all this up and terraforming, geoengineering, putting it back up. It's good, folks. They want to ban cows because they off-gas methane. So do you. Methane helps hold heat in. We're due for another ice age, a 12,000-year cycle.
Well, you know what's funny, Alex, is you go to, you probably know this, but if you go to the Newsweek cover magazine or Time magazine in the 1970s.
Freezing.
Global ice age. That's what they were saying. And if you don't abandon our modern way of life for that, for a different direction, we're going to have a global ice age. More people are going to die this year of 8 times as many people. Actually, this year are going to die of cold temperatures rather than warm ones.
Absolutely.
So these are facts you don't hear in the ordinary climate discourse.
And they also lie. They also lie. They say, hottest time ever, Death Valley. No, it's 134. It hit 131 this year. They said, Texas, hottest ever, longest spell. And then I went back and looked at the books, because I remember playing football in 1990, and they had to cancel 2-a-days, because it was 112, and people were dying all over the city of Dallas, where I live, and it was also in Austin. But I look at the records. They're just lying.
Yeah. I think that's what our pro-American movement needs to learn is we've been lied to 360 degrees so much that it can create the first form of laziness is just believing what you're force-fed. But now our movement understands that you got to reject whatever you're force-fed. And I don't care if it's even force-fed by mainstream establishment on the left or on the right or whatever. Reject what you're force-fed.
Question everything.
Is phase one. But then at some point, you're not going to get anywhere just by sitting and questioning. That's the first step. So that's what I'm saying. We've seen the problem with clear eyes. We understand the Pharaoh. We understand to be skeptical. Now, I get this. I'm not coming from a place of personal frustration, but when I'm coming on the scene aiming to lead this nation forward, people say, well, you came out of nowhere. Didn't you work at a, you know, start a biotech company? And at some point, I'm going to say, listen, people, once we see the problem with clear eyes, we can't just spin our wheels and throw our hands up. We need competent leaders who share our understanding of the problem.
Plus, the whole power
to actually move this country forward.
The whole power structure came after you. Then they did that whisper campaign, that you were really secretly establishment, because you're going around networking. I mean, I've met with Bilderberg Group members. I've met with people that are in Davos. Doesn't mean I agree with them, but the whole, and you're not endorsing their system.
Hell no.
You're not. So, but the system has come after you.
Yes.
You've been the main target the last two debates. That's the endorsement. Just like people go, wait, they're indicting Trump for no reason. That endorses him. You are the next biggest targeted person.
Did you see this Hannity interview last night by chance?
No, I missed it.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm making the case. I think it's sane that, on one hand, absolutely Israel is our ally. What happened to them was wrong. It was barbaric. It was medieval. And, of course, they have a right to national self-defense. But I've also said that we should not want to enter a broader regional conflict in the Middle East that doesn't advance U.S. interests, because we have to learn from our prior mistakes in this country. And that's arguably not good for Israel, but it's definitely not good for the United States. And so I also pointed to others in the Republican Party, like Nikki Haley, who screech, finish them, talking about Hamas and Iran as though there's no distinction. Finish them. Okay, what are the consequences of that for the United States of America?
I don't see it. Well, here's the problem.
So interestingly, this guy, Hannity, I was very disappointed, comes after me for pointing out that Nikki Haley has made $8 million after her time as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. as a military contractor and otherwise. I mean, that was the wake-up call for me, is to see even a purported conservative voice buy into what is the captured establishment super PAC puppetry last night. You should watch this one.
I will. Let me say something.
It was unbelievable.
It's powerful. Let me say something to Sean Hannity, because I know him. Hey, Sean, the border's been completely wide open for 2.5 years. The Border Patrol admits tens of thousands conservatively of Hezbollah and Hamas fighters have gotten across. They've caught a bunch of them. Okay, these are 90% military-aged men. Do you know what Hamas will do? They're here in our country. You know what Hezbollah
yes.
will do? So
it's in the United States of America that we need to worry about.
Look at Black Lives Matter endorsing the attacks on Israel. So we have this problem, and Iran has a high-tech military. And it's not that I'm, quote, scared of Iran, but we need to support Israel, but obviously not have our aircraft carriers attack Iran. And then now we're fighting Russia through NATO, and we're fighting Iran. What's going to happen, Sean? Use your head. This is how World War III starts, just like World War I, World War II. Once more wars start, other people say, hey, they're tied down. China is going to go into Taiwan, dummy, and we can't take on China, too.
And the saddest part of this is that if there are Republican presidential candidates who stand to make money off of it, because they're on the boards or have been on the boards of Boeing and are collecting stock options while they're running for president and have had family military contracting businesses and made a habit of making money off their time in government. This is why we have one crime family right now in the Biden family that has sold off our foreign policy to make their family rich. I could care less if you have an R after your name
or a D.
And you're going to do the same thing.
And that's why it's so refreshing when you're on the stage. Because literally, you said this on air, we covered it live. I was doing Steven Crowder. I'm like, Vivek's the only guy I can listen to. This is all talking points, crap. They're all going to do what the military-industrial complex says. And again, military-industrial complex, they said a year ago with Biden in December, we can't give tanks and F-16s and cruise missiles. That'll escalate to World War III. But they went ahead and violated their own RAND Corporation threat escalation boards. Mm-hmm. So see, your money's not going to be worth anything in your golf course stock options if we have World War III cuckoo. And now China China is messing with India. India's got aircraft carriers out there about to go to war. Pakistan.
We are marching our way to World War III. I am increasingly worried that there are people in the United States rooting for it.
Folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We see you on stairwell.
Eagle has wings.
Roger. How's it look?
Let's proceed.
Roger.
Ignition. Contact light. The Eagle was landed.
Roger, that's great. Is the lighting halfway decent?
Visit Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
Beautiful.
I am increasingly worried that there are people in the United States rooting for it. And this is our moment to say, hey, we can actually, now we've seen the problem, we can't just spin our wheels and complain about it. We have a chance to lead this country to shut down the deep state, declare independence from China, end World War III and our path to it, protect our own homeland because that's our job and the moral obligation.
Peace, prosperity,
president.
American way.
And then pride.
And pride.
Revive pride in this country. And I think that we have a chance to do it.
Well, you know the International Bureau of Atomic Science, I forget the exact name of their doomsday clock, were very respected. They've never moved the clock this close. Mm-hmm. I mean, folks, China and India are basically already at war. Pakistan's ready to go. Iran is already in a proxy war with Russia against us. China's getting ready to move into Taiwan. The minute that China's moving all the way down to the Philippines, they're in gun battles with the Vietnamese, trying to take their waters and oil fields. I mean, these are the crazy times that it kicks off, and it's already begun. In fact, most analysts say we're already in World War III. The question is, will it go nuclear? And that's why, Vivek, I am really glad you are the most successful person on injecting these topics, because I see you inject topics at the national level that would have never been there, that are so vital. And so, I mean, they may assassinate Trump. So, you know, I'd like him to get elected, but if not you, I think Kennedy is going to pull more from the Republicans if he runs independent, which he is. So I like a lot of his ideas, but I think it's destructive. I'm not going to support Kennedy as a third party candidate because that'll pull from the Republicans. Again, I hope nothing happens to Trump, but if something does happen,
God forbid, yeah, we don't want that. No. I think what we want is to advance the interests of this country and the people of this country to once again be in charge of who leads our nation.
Absolutely.
That's all I ask. And I'm going to play my part to make that happen. I'm glad we met, man. We met literally 1 or 2 minutes. We chatted before. This is the first conversation we've ever had.
Well, I'm impressed. I mean, you were showing up here like 6:45 in the morning. We're taping this, and you're off the border?
Yeah, I'm going to the border, and then I'm going to New Hampshire. I mean, we're all over the place, but I'm around the clock. So,
well, you're a busy
man.
They're
pulling me out of here, actually.
All right, well, thank you. Hey, remember,
we're going to Eagle Pass from here.
I'm an internet prison, so Infowars.com, Band.Video has all our banned videos, Band.Video, the book, The Great Awakening. I hope you'll read it. I hope you'll come on my show soon and tell me what you thought. I'm a big fan of your work.
Thank you, man.
Good luck.
It's good meeting you.
God bless you, man. Be safe.
Thank you.
Hello there, you Awakening Wonders. Thank you for joining me for a very special Stay Free with Russell Brand. We're going to be on YouTube for the briefest of moments, let me tell you, because, of course, the guest today is Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones, perhaps more than any guest we've ever had, comes with baggage. He comes with a reputation. There are many of you that will hear the name Alex Jones and will just think, Sandy Hook, conspiracy theorist, lunatic. Well, I invite you to take a different perspective on Alex Jones. Consider this. For hundreds of thousands of years, every single community would have had a member that was either a witch or a shaman or a evangelical warlock of some perspective. We need people that move between levels, that seem to communicate from different dimensions. There's no doubt that Alex Jones exhibits some extraordinary passion. And even the first few minutes of this conversation says some astonishing things. And in a way, he's a person that I'm astonished to find myself having this conversation with. I've never had a conversation quite like it. I believe you're going to love it. Because what I want you to consider is that Alex Jones was one of the first people in this space, one of the first people that you'd have heard publicly saying there's a globalist agenda, you can't trust the establishment. Like, so many of Alex Jones' ideas have entered into the mainstream. He's a brilliant person to talk to. He's an extraordinary man. He's very difficult to corral and control. He's the host of InfoWars. He's got the author of a new book called The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The link for that is in the description. We talk about predictions that Alex has made that have come true, and you'll be surprised by that. We talk as well about independent voices being targeted, like Joe Rogan, Alex himself, Tucker, and obviously, myself. We talk about predictive dreams, prophecies, mysticism, spirituality, globalist agenda, black rock, vanguard, current problems and spiritual solutions. I ask Alex if he's ever thought about ending his own life and if he's ever wondered if he's mentally ill. God, love, the devil, heaven, hell. Have a look at just a few of the highlights.
You're telling me it isn't real when I had a vote in a goddamn... Senate.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Ah!
I wonder if you ever feel fracture and crisis within yourself. I wonder if you've ever felt hopeless and desperate.
God touched me and said, you really want to be evil? And I had a lot of really intense nightmares and just a feeling of being alone. But this and that is going to happen. You're going to go through a lot of pain to do it, but you're going to help trigger the Great Awakening.
Piles of manipulative lying crap!
You cowards! Excuse me.
What do we do about the people that hear the name Alex Jones and then just think, oh, you know, Sandy Hook? I can't imagine it's very easy to be you.
I didn't say the name Sandy Hook for over 2 years before I was sued.
Do you feel that you arm your detractors by your mystical conjecture? Or is that something you're deliberately doing in spite of the fact that it obviously enables people to attack you?
They were all obsessed with mysticism. They were all obsessed with the occult, the CIA, MI6. But this is why the CIA and the Justice Department used me as the first domino. We're going to get Assange and Jones. Once we get them, all the other dominoes will fall. That was 6 months before I got deplatformed 5 years ago.
What are we going to do? There is so much power that can be asserted through legacy media. There is so much power of censorship. There is such a strong will to shut down dissent.
You see it because we have nothing to hide. Move your angle, relax your perspective, pull back, open your mind.
I wonder if you've ever been concerned that you are mentally ill. We planned to have 15 minutes at the top of this conversation that we'd be able to stream everywhere, but this is Alex Jones and it's just impossible. In this conversation, you'll see Alex Jones like you've never seen him before. This is a conversation you do not want to miss. These conversations we stream live, so if you want to become a supporter of our channel, join us on Locals by pressing the red button. You get access to a variety of things, including advanced interviews like this. Now, as I say, none of this could be put on YouTube. So if you want to see the conversation with Alex, please join us over on Rumble now. Click the link in the description. Join us over on Rumble for a conversation that's blown my mind. I'm still descending from where I was sent to by that conversation. Alex, I'm so grateful to you for joining us today. Thank you.
Russell, it's amazing to be here with you. The first time we talked was 11 years ago, and I got a chance to meet you here in Austin, and wow, has the world changed. And I wish that I wasn't a trailblazer and a maverick. I wish that when I was reading Club of Rome and UN Global Government Rockefeller Foundation plans 29 years ago when I first got on air, I wish that it wouldn't have all come true. And so a lot of people, you know, saw me as a pessimist or very negative or a science fiction writer. But if you go back to what I said 25 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, it's unfortunately all come true. Because there really is a global corporate BlackRock State Street Vanguard ruling elite that has over 80% of the wealth of the world. And now they want full control. Now they're announcing they're going to start cutting off the water supply, cutting off the food supply. You will eat the bugs. So they're the dystopics pushing this and doing this. They're the ones that have decided they want all the wealth and really life for themselves. And they want to use us as the guinea pigs as they try to get their holy grail, which is life extension technology and immortality. That's why so many of their top people at the World Economic Forum have said that the future is not human and that we're basically useless eaters. So this is a very Hitlerian stuff coming out of the ruling elite, but they promise to depopulate every group, everybody, except for the chosen few that go into the future as this new super sapien that's reportedly going to biomechanically merge with machines and become a demigod.
Now, Alex, before we get into your broader perspectives, and because I'm fascinated and excited to speak to you about that.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Interrupt this broadcast with a special report from the front lines of the info war. Attempts have been made to neutralize the info warrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and just put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
We're receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Emerging victorious against the New World Order, here's your host, Alex Jones. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's almost an Alex Jones meme. In fact, it is one. Sort of like the number of times Alex Jones has been right. Now, I'd like to sort of just talk about, just briefly sketch out 3 to 5 of the clearest examples of where you've said there's a financial elite, there's a global establishment with an agenda that is transcendent of democracy. All ideas that, you know, you were at the very forefront of. But and I also want to ask you this, because it's a question I consider myself a lot. Is this, I know that you have a massive audience of people that believe in you. Similarly, there are people that will say, no, Alex Jones, you know, Sandy Hook, crisis actors, and will never be open to you. Sometimes when I'm talking, I think, I know there's people that are believing me, and no matter how I'm attacked by the establishment, no matter what tactics they deploy, they'll say, Russell Brand has always spoken out against power, not always, but certainly in the last, you know, 5, 10, 15 years or whatever. There's no way that the attacks on Russell Brand are not connected to those, to his stance on, say, Big Pharma, the pandemic, the military-industrial complex. But sometimes I think, what do we do about the people that hear the name Alex Jones and then just think, oh, you know, Sandy Hook, $1 billion. So in order to sort of almost simultaneously address the idea of detractors and to give us a sort of a platform to start on with some degree of confidence, bearing in mind we're still on YouTube at this point, can you give us, because I know that, you know, the same is true of many of the people that I consider you to be like an evangelist and a shaman, actually. That you're a peripheral seer, and like anyone who operates in liminal spaces, there's going to be craziness. I can't imagine it's very easy to be you. I know you feel the world very strongly. I know you have a good deal of passion and intensity in you, and I identify. But just to start us off in a place where, you know, like because it's so easy to proselytize and for you to evangelize, can we start off on a few examples of, look, 20 years ago, I told you this. Now that happened. 15 years ago, I told you this. Can you give us a few examples of those things, Alex? Because, like, for me, this is a time where we need to start creating a consensus for all of the anti-establishment thinkers in the world. And I think one way of doing that is for us to show a degree of reason. So can we start off with that, mate?
Absolutely. And just to mention the Sandy Hook thing that you brought up, I wasn't deplatformed 5 years ago because of Sandy Hook. They just said, we're taking him off. Tim Cook of Apple led it. He gave interviews on Vice and admitted that he got together with the heads of the other tech companies. And I was banned on over 100 platforms in 1 week. And then that backfired. So they went and back over my timeline and then dredged up a few things I said out of context, and then had PR firms, they now admit, announced that I was doing things I never did or never said out of context. And then sued me, and then the judges in both jurisdictions found me guilty, just like Trump's been found guilty already by the judge, no jury, in his New York fraud trial. So since when does this happen? Since when do we not get juries? So we now know from the congressional weaponization hearings that it was the Justice Department and the CIA, even when Trump was in office, he wasn't running a lot of things, that were targeting me, the same folks that targeted Julian Assange. And thank God I'm not in as bad a position as he is. He is really the guy we should all be praying for and supporting with the hell he's gone through. So I see it as blessed that I'm not in solitary confinement for, you know, 7, 8, 9 years like him. But now in hindsight, all of that was synthetic. It's a straw man. And I challenge people to actually go find the things they say I did, that I sent people to urinate on children's graves, that I sent people to their houses. No proof of that was ever shown. I barely ever talked about it. They put into evidence like 21 minutes of guests on the show and callers over many years. There were periods where I didn't say that the name Sandy Hook for over 2 years before I was sued. So they tried to make me the Sandy Hook man to inoculate people. So when they heard my message, it was so popular at the time in 2016, 2017, I was as big as Joe Rogan is right now. I had the biggest, not just political show, but the biggest show, over 30 million viewers one way or another a day. And of course, you have begun to approach that. That's why you've been targeted. And that's why they tried to go after Joe Rogan. It's why they've gone after Tucker Carlson. But notice, all the most popular shows are talking about globalists and BlackRock and the ESGs and the central bank digital currency. So, yes, I have had events where I could put the material together and then predict what's going to happen in the future. We're all psychic to a certain extent. We're all part of the group collective. I have had dreams that have come true. I've also had a sixth sense about the data I saw and when I thought they were going to pull something. And so, but we all have that intuition, men, women, you name it. But specifically, so much of what I predicted was in MIT white papers and things like, I was reading about the Tavistock Institute in the 70s and 80s developing the transgender program to make sterilization fashionable and cool, particularly of all the autistic children and things that they knew that their program was going to be producing. And so it wasn't that I magically looked into a crystal ball and said decades ago. The chemicals in the food and water are reducing our fertility and bending the brain cells in utero of brain development, where you're not really a male or a female. You're more hermaphroditic, and not in the genitals, but in the brain structure that is way more important than what, quote, genitals you have. So I don't blame people that are biologically a male but feel like they're female, because they actually are now leaning towards being more female than male. But these people have been targeted. So I predicted, obviously, that you would see mass infertility and reduction in sperm counts. Now they're down around 90% in every Western country that uses atrazine and things. The media just ignores all the science I showed 20 years ago or 10 years ago, and they just look at me saying, you know, I'm sick of them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Then, of course, there's other examples. 9/11. I came out in March, April, May, June, July on my radio show and my local access TV show, and I said, call the White House. They're going to blow up the World Trade Center. They're going to blame it on bin Laden. They're going to invade the Middle East. And then later they're going to use the police state they set up all across Europe and the U.S. and the Western world against the domestic populations. Because I was reading Dick Cheney's Rebuilding America's Defenses from 2000 document. And then I was seeing them on the news saying, terrorists are about to strike. When they strike, you give your rights up. They were showing bin Laden on TV saying he's about to get you. And then, yes, I've never really told this before. I began to have a recurring dream in March of 2021 of the World Trade Centers on fire and collapsing. And I told my wife at the time this. But I also then started seeing, once I had the dreams, I started seeing them. Well, wait, they're saying bin Laden's about to attack. And we knew from the FBI informant, Ahmad Salam, who also worked for the CIA, that the feds had cooked the bomb, trained the driver, let them attack the World Trade Center in 1992. So I was able to put together that was going to be their next target. And so I did dozens of shows that they tried to remove off the internet, but you can still find large clips of it, where I said, call the White House. I put the number up, and I said, they're going to blow up the World Trade Center, and they're going to blame bin Laden, and they're going to invade Afghanistan. Now, simultaneously, and I've since talked to Chris Carter before, and he was going to come on the show, but that never happened, the creator of the X-Files, he ended up reaching out to me and said, and he also gave interviews and said, you know, Alex Jones is right and stuff in 2016. And he said that new X-Files they put out, you know, the talk show host character was me. He talked to Variety, all of it. The point is, this is the influence, not about me, but it's about the story. He then said, I really like Alex Jones because he was talking about they're going to blow up the World Trade Center. He said, I was approached by the CIA in early 2000 on the Lone Gunman spinoff of the X-Files, and I was asked to make a show where a rogue group of the government hijacks a jumbo jet by remote control to blame it on a Middle Eastern boogeyman to fly it into the World Trade Center to then bring in worldwide martial law and the beginning of the Holy War. And so it's not just Alex Jones having dreams about this and then seeing the evidence and saying it. That was a true psychic event. Because when I don't have these a lot anymore, but when I was a little kid, I had them a lot. And then by the time I was a teenager, I had them a few times, and I've had them a few times since then, like with the 9/11. But sometimes it's a nonsensical thing about something that, you know, that's going to happen, and then it happens a year later, and you've even written it down, and it happens. But when I have these dreams where I guess you fold space, fold time, go into the future, which our higher consciousness can do interdimensionally, we're in the third dimension, but our souls are obviously projecting up higher. That's been mathematically, scientifically proven now. So we get to have a window into at least potential futures. It's kind of a Frank Herbert Dune situation. But when I would have these dreams, I would also wake up very sweaty and vomit.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.